Well, it's a very great pleasure for us this evening to say hello to an up-and-coming Merseyside group, The Beatles. And I know their names, and I'm going to try and put faces to them. Now, you're John Lennon, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, that's right.
What do you do in the group, John?
I play harmonica, rhythm, guitar, and vocal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it, isn't it?
Harmonica, rhythm, guitar, and vocal. Then there's Paul McCartney, that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
And what do you do?
Play bass guitar and sing, I think.
Oh,
you know, that's what they
quite
say.
Quite apart from being vocal.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah. Yeah, same.
Then there's George Harrison.
How do you do?
How do you do? What's your job?
Lead guitar and sort of singing.
Mm-hmm. By playing lead guitar, does that mean you're sort of leader of the group, or are you?
No, just... Well, you see, the other guitar's the rhythm.
Yeah.
Ting, ting, so ting, you
it's
see.
It's solo guitar, you see. John is, in fact, the leader of the group.
Yeah. I don't know whether we caught that or not, but I hope it went in.
Yeah.
And over in the background here, and also in the background of the group, but making a lot of noise, is Ringo Starr.
Hello.
You're new to the group, aren't you, Ringo?
Yes, 9 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Were you in on the act when the recording was made of
Love Me Do? Yes, I'm on the record.
Yeah, you're on that disc.
I am.
It's down on record, you know. Now,
I'm the drummer.
What's that offensive weapon you've got there? Those are your joysticks.
Well, it's just a pair of sticks a fan have just bought me, you know, because we're going away, and they put my name on.
Yeah.
And it's good, you know.
Well, you say you're going away. That leads us on to another question now. Where are you going?
Germany, Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you have...
2 weeks.
Standing in great engagements over there, haven't you?
Well, the boys have been there quite a lot, you know, and I've been there with other groups, but this is the first time I've been there with the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, you tell us, how do you get in on the act in Germany?
Well, it was all through an old agent. We first went there for a fellow who used to manage us, and Mr. Alan Williams of the Jacaranda Club in Liverpool, and he found the engagement, so we sort of went there, and then went under our own steam, as they say, afterwards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just been going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards.
You're not dizzy at all?
Well, yes, actually, yes.
Yes, yes.
It's my left leg, you know, the war.
George, were you brought up in Liverpool?
Yes, so far, yes.
Whereabouts?
Well, born in Wavertree and bred in Wavertree and Speak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the aeroplanes are, you know, yes.
Yeah.
You know, the aeroplanes.
Are you all Liverpool types then?
Yes.
Types, yes.
Oh, yeah. Liverpool types. Now, Bill. I'm told that you were actually in the same form as young Ron Wycherley now.
Ronald, yes.
Yes, now Billy Fury.
In St. Silas.
In which?
St. Silas.
Really?
Yes, I'm sure it was. Now.
It was. It wasn't Jingle Vale, like you said, in the Musical Express.
Oh.
No, that was
no,
wrong.
That was
no.
A, you know, wrong.
St. Rising. Silas School.
Well, now, I'd like to introduce, if I may, a young disc jockey who helps us out with programmes at Cleaver and Clatterbridge Hospitals. His name is Malcolm Threadgill. He's 16 years old, and I'm sure you'd like to ask some questions from the teenage point of view, Malcolm.
Yes, thank you. I understand you've made other recordings before on German label.
Yeah.
So, right, what ones were they?
Well, we did make... first of all, we made a recording with a fellow called Tony Sheridan. We were working at a club called the Top Ten Club in Hamburg, and we made a recording with him called My Bonnie, which got to number 5 in the German hit parade, but it didn't do a thing over here. You know, it wasn't a very good record, but sort of the Germans must have liked it a bit, you know. And we...
Oh,
begging your pardon. And we did an instrumental which was released in France on an LP, on an EP of Tony Sheridan's, which George and John wrote themselves. But that wasn't released here. We've got one copy, that's all. You know, it didn't do anything.
You composed P.S. I Love You and Love Me Do yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who does the composing?
Well,
between you?
It's John and I. We write, you know, sort of the songs between us.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we sort of signed contracts and things to say that, you know, if we
get
sort
equal
of...
Shares.
Yeah, equal shares and royalties and things, so that... You know, really, we just both write most of the stuff. George did write this instrumental, you know, as we say. But mainly it's John and I. We've written over about 100 songs, but we don't use half of them, you know. We just happened to sort of rearrange Love Me Do and played it to the recording people and P.S. I Love You. And they seemed to quite like it, you know, so that's what we recorded.
Mm-hmm. And that was Paul McCartney telling you all about it.
Is there any more of your own compositions you intend to record?
Well, we did record another song of our own when we were down there, but it wasn't finished enough. So, no, we'll take it back next time and see how they like it then.
Yeah. Hmm. Well,
That's all from my end.
Well, thank you for asking the questions, Malcolm. Now, in closing, I would like to just ask you, we're recording this at Hume Hall, Port Sunlight. I'll start again in English. Yeah. Did any of you come over this side before you became famous, as it were? Do you know this district?
Well, we played here. I don't know what you mean by famous, you know. If being famous is being in the hit parade, well, we've been over here. We were here about 2 months ago. Been here twice, haven't we?
I've got relations here, yeah. Rock Ferry.
Have you?
Yes. Oh, all sides of the water, you know.
Mm. Yeah, I've got a relation in Claughton Village.
Yes.
Upton Road.
I was a friend in Birkenhead.
I wish I had.
I know a man in Chester.
Now, that's a very dangerous thing to say. There's a mental home there, mate. Well, never mind. Peter Smethurst is here as well. I'll get me right teeth in.
Yeah, okay.
And he looks as though he's bursting to say a question.
Yeah, well, there's just one question I'd like to ask you. I'm sure it's the question everyone's asking there. I'd like your impressions on first appearance on television.
Well, you know, strangely enough, we thought we were going to be dead nervous, and everyone said, you suddenly, when you see the cameras, you realise that there were 2 million people watching, because there were 2 million watching that People in Blazes that we did, we heard afterwards. But, you know, strangely enough, it didn't come to us. We didn't think at all about that. And it was much easier doing the television than it was doing the radio. It's still nerve-wracking, but it was a little bit easier than doing radio, because there was a full audience for the radio broadcast.
Do you find it nerve-wracking doing this now?
Yeah.
Anyway, we hope we've got a full audience in both hospitals, Clatterbridge and Cleaver. And over at Cleaver Hospital, a certain record on Parlophone, the top side has been requested for Eileen in Robert Koch ward from Maddy, and, strangely enough, for Maddy from Eileen in the same ward. So perhaps the Beatles themselves would like to tell them what it's going to be.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be Love Me Do.
4-4-9-4-9.
Love Me Do.
Quiet, folks. And I'm sure from them the answer is P.S. I love you.
Yeah.